As we finish out the show, as we always do, we are answering our inbox, a listener question. And today's kind of a fun one because we thought it might actually merit an HR professional. So we brought Jen in. Hey, Jen.
Hey, great thanks to for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, this is interesting. It's from a guy, one of our listeners, and I'm just going to read it. And then we're going to see what you have to say. He says, when is it okay to compliment a woman on her dress? As a single guy, I struggle with this. I also have a more intense personality, which makes it more difficult. Is this something that is appropriate between people who aren't in a relationship? Is it something I should work on, or should I just steer clear of it to avoid confusion or awkwardness? I think it's interesting because I'm going to add this here before you start answering. The reason we thought this would be a good HR question, because quite frankly, sometimes there maybe are just appropriate and or even legalities to keep in mind. But we will, whether you're at work, whether you're at church, whether you're whatever, you just go ahead and give us the scoop.
Well, when I think about it, Lisa, I have to break it down outside into those different components.
Yeah.
So the first thing, let's talk about at work, because sometimes you might see someone, they're dressed really professional that day. You want to comment on it. And really, across the board, what I would say is a lot depends on relationship. So if you have a great relationship, maybe even what you would consider a friendship with someone, something could be taken really appropriately by you complimenting someone's dress. If it's a conversation starter, especially at work, I wouldn't go there.
Yeah,
I think it's really important in the professional environment to keep your conversations professional, especially if you think it's going to become a little bit awkward. So, for example, one time I did come into work and a married coworker winked at me and told me that my dress looked nice. Now, I knew this person. I'd worked with the person for a while, and I knew that he genuinely just meant that as a nice compliment. Even still, I was a little bit uncomfortable with that comment. He's married. I'm single. Is there some sort of underlying meaning behind that? And it just didn't feel appropriate for the workplace. So my recommendation at work is just don't talk about it. If somebody looks especially nice, say something about their character, something about their performance, something that has to do with their job rather than trying to talk about their appearance, because in the end, they might think you're trying to ask them out on a date. That may not be appropriate in the workplace either. At church or at an event, again, consider the relationship and then speak out of that relationship. If you don't really know the person, you might ask some other questions first and get to know them before you start talking about their physical appearance. Anything you can do to create a camaraderie and something that's comfortable to talk about is a much smoother way to go than to start talking about someone's dress.
Yeah. It's so funny you say that, because I feel like any awkward person that has ever been within 200 feet of me, I have probably had a conversation with, because I can remember many of those conversations. And I felt like even at the in the work thing, because I thought, you know, well, you know, it's always nice to be complimented. And it's almost like for me, it was the difference between if someone says, oh, I really like your jacket, or something, it's depersonalizing it and like, that's okay. But you look really great in that jacket kind of starts, you know, towing the line and stuff, where you start making the comment is about the person and the way they look or their body or their, you know, whatever. That's kind of where I think especially for women, you know, they can easily get creeped out. And it's just, you know, some people can come across super suave and make it work. Other people can't. You probably don't know which one of those you are.
That's right. Exactly. so you may not want to take that risk.
It's
again, especially in the workplace.
Yeah. And that can just be, I mean, I've even heard people do it like trying to get points with their boss, and they're like, oh, I'm going to make some super personal comment, and it backfires.
It doesn't go well. I was literally just talking to our general counsel, so a lawyer, and I was telling him I was going to talk about this, and he said, yeah, one time I made a comment about someone who was an administrative assistant in his area. And the next day he was in human resources, and he said, I sincerely just wanted her to know I thought she looked great.
Oh.
And he said, it's always better not to talk about it at work.
Yeah, better safe than sorry. So, well, Jen, thanks so much for weighing in on that.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. As always, we do want to hear from you. So write to us at editor@boundless.org, even if you have an awkward dress code question or something that we can help you with as you're navigating life in the workplace and beyond. But otherwise, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.